You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Sabah al khair. Good morning, everyone. This is Yusuf, and I want to start by saying thank you to everybody who donated to our Radiothon episode last Saturday. Thank you for your kindness, for your generosity, and for your endless support of the Palestinian struggle for freedom, independence, and return. And without further ado, let's get started with a special episode today about the prisoners. Stay with me. I want to tell you the story of Abdel Karim, a Palestinian young man in his mid-20s. When he found the love of his life, Lydia, and had started his own family living in his village, Beit Rima, near Ramallah in the West Bank. So he had just started his what could have been a peaceful life in Beit Rima when Israel inflicted violence and terror on the Palestinian people, infrastructure and society. That was in September year 2000, the beginning of the Second Intifada. And Abdel Karim chose to defend his family and his people. So he joined the Palestinian resistance, and he was blessed when his first daughter was born, Rand. And then soon after Rand was probably 10 months old, the Israeli occupation forces arrested him, imprisoned him, and sentenced him to 25 years in prison, leaving behind his beloved wife, Lydia, and his younger than 1 year old daughter, Rand, not to mention his siblings and parents and friends in Beit Rima. And here started yet another Palestinian prisoner story. An additional one of the many thousands of the Palestinian youth who were imprisoned by Israel at any given day since the occupation of West Bank and Gaza in 1967, there were at least 5,000 Palestinian prisoners. In 2017, there was a report that estimated in West Bank nearly 800,000 Palestinians have been imprisoned by Israel. So just another one, and just another Palestinian young man being separated from his family, his wife, his daughter, his mother, his siblings, his friends, his neighbors, his society, just because Israel decided to. And here starts the struggle of the family, the wife, the steadfastness of the mother, and Rand. So Rand grew up with the stories of her father and battled through life with school and university, and continued and graduated not just in bachelor's degree, but she continued to finish the master's degree. And Lydia, the wife, also showed unbelievable steadfastness, providing care for Rand and just exercising patience, sabr, and sumud, steadfastness, in the absence of her beloved husband, and just waiting for the day of his release. In 2014, 12 years ago, something that is like a miracle happened. Abdel Karim, the Palestinian prisoner, secretly transported semen, his own sperms, out of the Israeli prisons to impregnate his wife. In fact, he was not the first one, nor the only one. There was an underground movement that began in 2012, which resulted until today in the births of more than 120 Palestinian children, whom Palestinians often refer to as freedom ambassadors. Many Palestinian prisoners, like Abdelkarim, face decades or multiple life sentences, meaning that their wives face age-related fertility limits before they can be released, if they ever are released. And in Palestine, in our culture, this practice is viewed as a biopolitical act of resistance, as an affirmation of life against the prison system, ensuring that our families and lineage continue. So, Lydia, Abdelkarim's wife, was impregnated, and Majd was born in 2014. So here is the story of Abdelkarim, who was imprisoned by the Israeli occupation forces for 25 years, and nevertheless, he was not broken, and his spirit of resistance continued in many ways, and his hope of freedom remained alive until it happened this Wednesday, last Wednesday. He was released, and for the first time in 25 years, he was reunited with his wife Lydia, with his daughter Rand, with his Majd, with his son Majd, with his parents and siblings and friends and family members in Beit Rima. This is the village I am honored to be named after. Hence came my surname, Al-Rimawi. And this is the story of another Palestinian prisoner. My first memories about the prisoners issue was by a television drama that I started watching when I was in grade 2 as a refugee growing up in diaspora and statelessness. And the television drama was called Bi Ummi Aini, With My Own Eyes, which was based on a book published first in Hebrew, then in English, by the Israeli Jewish Holocaust survivor lawyer Felicia Langer, who single-handedly advocated for the Palestinian prisoners after 1967, and took the Israeli police and Israeli army to the Israeli Supreme Court in for their violations of human rights against the Palestinian prisoners. So for their violations even against Israeli standards of human rights. And she wrote a collection of stories called With My Own Eyes, Bi Ummi Aini, in mid-70s when the English translation was made. PLO translated it into Arabic, and also a group of Syrian actors and actresses decided to make it a television drama about the life of this brave Jewish woman, Felicia Langer, who herself was from Polish background and herself was a Holocaust survivor. But nevertheless, she refused to see injustice repeated again against other group of Palestinian of people. That television drama introduced me personally as a child to the concept of prison, to the issue of the Palestinian prisoner. And it was made beautifully with the highest standards of arts and literature and cinema and television. I also want to acknowledge the amazing performance of the Syrian actress Muna Wasif, who played the role of Felicia Langer. The theme song of that series was based on a poem written in Arabic nearly a century ago called Ya Zalam Al-Sijn, The Prison's Darkness. The poem is an imaginary dialogue between the imprisoned person and the darkness of the prison. And it roughly translates, Ya Zalam Al-Sijn, خيم إننا نهو الظلام ليس بعد الليل إلا مجد فجر يتسامى. All the darkness of the prison descend more upon us, for nothing that can come after the darkness except the light of freedom. This poem was written by Najib Al-Rayes, a Syrian lawyer, in 1922. In the first era of the French colonization of Syria. Najib al-Rayes was a Syrian lawyer who also played a role in resisting peacefully the French colonization of Syria. And he was eventually imprisoned in a Syrian island called Arwad Island. So the French built a prison there because it's isolated and it's in an island. In that prison, battling the darkness of prison, he wrote Ya Zalam Al-Sijn, The Prison's Darkness. Somehow the poem made it outside the prison, and by the early 30s, it became a song. We don't know if it was composed in the prison or the chant embraced a melody after it escaped the prison. But what we know is that soon it became the chanting of freedom, not just in Syria, not just in the region, but also in many Arab countries that were battling colonialism in the first half of the 20th century. After Nakba, it soon became the national anthem of the Palestinian prisoner movement. And by the late 70s, it became a song by Al Ashaqeen band, a Palestinian band in which was born in the Palestinian refugee camps, especially in Syria. And I want to mention the leader of the band, the maestro Hussein Nazik. Hussein Nazik gave Palestine several immortal songs, but also he became a composer and he led the Syrian Symphony Orchestra, which was called Zanubia Orchestra. And also he wrote songs and composed for the Arabic version of Sesame Street, which we call in Arabic Iftah Ya Simsim, Open Sesame. So Hussein Nazik, the leader of Al Ashaqeen band, remade it for this television drama, Bi Ummi Ayni, With My Own Eyes, and hence came this song.
Hello, I'm Z the People from 47 Soul. You're listening to Palestine Remembered on 3CR Community Radio. Free Palestine.
Last August, and at Durban Arts Center, Tarab Ensemble, the music group I'm leading and a member of, in collaboration with the amazing choir, the Victorian Trade Union Choir, a group of 25 Australian singers led by Mr. Michael Roper, presented this song for the first time in Australia, a reflection of the solidarity with the Palestinian people and especially the prisoners. I'll leave you with a recording of our performance. Double bass, Michael Curry.
مساء صغير على قرية مهملة وعينان نائمتان. مساء صغير على قرية مهملة وعينان نائمتان. أعود 30 عاما وخمس حروب وأشهد أن الزمان يخبئ لي سنبلة. يغني المغني عن النار والغرباء، وكان المساء مساء، وكان المغني يغني ويستجوبونه. لماذا تغني؟ يرد عليهم: لأني أغني. وقد فتشوا صدره فلم يجدوا غير قلبه، وقد فتشوا قلبه فلم يجدوا غير شعبه، وقد فتشوا صوته فلم يجدوا غير حزنه، وقد فتشوا حزنه فلم يجدوا غير سجنه، وقد فتشوا سجنه فلم يجدوا غيرهم في القيود.
You may have noticed that I recited Arabic poetry towards the end of the song. It was a poem by Mahmoud Darwish, and here is a translation of what I read. A dull evening in a rundown village, eyes half asleep. I recall 30 years and 5 wars. I swear the future keeps for me a branch of wheat. The singer sings about a fire and some strangers. and the evening is just another evening, and the singer sings. But they asked him, "Why do you sing?" And he answered, "I sing because I sing." And they searched his chest, but could only find his heart. And they searched his heart, but could only find his people. And they searched his voice, but could only find his grief. And they searched his grief, but could only find his prison. And they searched his prison, but could only see themselves in chains. This particular poem was also made a song by Al Ashqeen Band, and it was also introduced for the first time during With My Own Eyes series. Here is the song. The ending theme song of the television series ended with another song by Al Ashqeen Band, and this time based on a poem by the Palestinian poet Tawfiq Ziyad. Tawfiq Ziyad is one of the icons of resistance. He was born in 1929 and he passed away in 1994. He was one of 145,000 Palestinians who remained in what later became Israel. And he was one of the true leaders of the Palestinian civil society inside Israel, resisting peacefully and politically against the policies of Israel to first deny them papers, second to marginalize them, and more importantly, his role in 1976 in what later became the Land Day, the confiscation of lands and the killing of peaceful protesters. He was the mayor of Nazareth and he was one of the mobilizers of the peaceful protests against the Israeli confiscation of lands, something that we honor until today in our national calendar as the Land Day, Yawm al-Ard, the 30th of March. So Tawfiq Ziyad was also a poet and he wrote immortal poems, including, this is the translation, in Lid, in Ramle, in Galili, we shall remain like a wall upon, in Lid, Ramle and Al-Jalil, we shall remain like a wall upon your chest, and in your throat, like a shard of glass, a cactus thorn, and in your eyes, a sandstorm. The theme song was based on a poem called فَلْتَسْمَعْ كُلُّ الدُّنْيَا, let the entire world listen. With this, we've come to the end of this week's episode of Palestine. Remember, thank you again for all who donated to the Radiothon and for tuning into another edition of Palestine Remembered. Until the next time, this is Yusuf Ahmed al-Rimawi. Salam.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.